Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Great to have you with us on the program. Just Add Magic is the most streamed kids 6 to 11 Amazon original series, the live-action kids family series back for season 2 on Amazon Prime Video. More suspense and magic as the girls' mastery of magic will be called upon to protect their bond. Starring in Just Add Magic is Grandma Quinn as Dee Wallace, actress, author, teacher, dancer, former ballet soloist, international public speaker, recently in China and Japan. Dee has appeared in more than 200 film and TV roles, including 20 movies of the week, 4 hit series, recently appearing in General Hospital, earning a Daytime Emmy nomination, NBC's Grimm, ABC's The Whispers. On the big screen, becoming a household name is Elliot's mom, Mary, in E.T., The Extraterrestrial. Key roles in The Hills Have Eyes, The Howling, Cujo, Stepford Wives, 10, and many others. A best-selling self-help author, including Bright Light, Spiritual Lessons from a Life in Acting. Host of her own radio show, toy creator and children's author, helping young children develop self-esteem and empowerment. And back on Amazon's hit series, Just Add Magic, Dee Wallace with us on This Week in America. Dee, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us today.
Great to be here, Rick.
Looking forward to season 2, and it's interesting. I'm looking at the reviews on Amazon. Kids and families have really embraced this program, and really adults are just as excited as their kids are about the second season of Just Add Magic.
I have my producer of my radio show has a little girl, and so I introduced him to it for his little girl, and he said, "Forget her, I'm like so involved in this show." Sometimes he goes and binges on it, you know, when she's not even with him. So yeah, it's one of those beautiful family shows that we all remember, where we could all sit down and everybody was entertained, right, and invested in the characters. So I'm very proud to be a part of it.
You've done a number of series, and you've said maybe the writing is as good, if not better, in this series than really anything I've done in my career. Talk about that, because it really is smart writing, isn't it?
It's very smart writing. We actually had one of our writers up for an award this year. We're very excited. You know, it's intelligent. It doesn't play down to the kids. It asks them to be very involved in solving the mystery and critical thinking. But it also teaches really valuable lessons about friendship and integrity and what's important in coming together to help each other, that no one person can do it all by themselves.
And it's interesting because the program really resonates beyond the program. Again, as I'm looking at the reviews, a lot of families get together and they spend some family cooking and baking time, which gives them a chance to talk not only about Just Add Magic, but just have a family conversation.
Yeah, have a family conversation. And I know that I use baking and cooking with my daughter as a real bonding time. I also taught her a lot about math and measuring and how things went together, and how if you left out one ingredient, aka also in life, the balance didn't come out so well. So yeah, we encourage parents to extend it out to the cooking and the baking and really getting involved with their kids on that level.
Dee Wallace with us on the program today, talking about Season 2, Amazon's original live-action kids family series, Just Add Magic, available now on Amazon Prime Video. Let's talk specifically about the season. We talked about the Halloween special, which was sort of, I guess, the unofficial kickoff to Season 2, which really rated high on Amazon. Last-ditch layer cake, let's talk about that and the changes you were going through, because it really had an impact on your character this season.
Yes, fortunately, at the end of season one, the girls got together and baked this special cake, which broke all the spells so that Grandma could talk again, thank goodness. But it also broke every other spell that we had done, my friends and I, who were the original owners of the cookbook. And it brought back a very bad character named Chuck. And so season two is all about Chuck being back and how Chuck got back, and the girls uncovering the story about how Chuck was prevalent in our lives and why we put a spell on him and what happened. And now, what are we going to do with him? That's season two.
Well, yeah, the old anime returns, and the interesting thing is he hasn't aged a day.
Not a day. So there's all kinds of things that go into why he hasn't aged and what kind of spell it was and where he's been. So those of you that are watching, start picking up the clues about maybe where he's been and why he looks the way he does.
You know, it's interesting because in each episode, there's a lot in each episode, isn't there?
There's a lot in each episode, yes. And one episode builds on another and another. So again, you know, we're helping with critical thinking and focus and attention from the parents' point of view. I mean, this is just a great ride for the kids. But I want the parents to know that we're very aware from a writing and a producing point of view, the educational view that we have for doing this also. And I want to give a shout out to the three young women who play the leads. Beautiful, beautiful, wonderful, talented, sweet young women. It's a real honor to work with all of them.
I talked before about you work with helping young children develop self-esteem, empowerment, a very important message, especially in this age of social media.
Yes.
These are three shining examples of powerful, empowered young women.
Absolutely. On the set, you know, before the camera rolls and in front of the camera, and mature, lovely, nice, caring, they're everything you would want your child to emulate as a young adult.
What's it like when you do personal appearances? And I know you do a lot of appearances. What kind of feedback are you getting from adults as well as from the children?
Wonderful, wonderful feedback. Thank you. Thank you for doing this show. Thank you for making this show. Thank you for creating something we can all sit down and watch together, like we used to do. I hear that so much, like we used to do. Because, you know, let's face it, there are a lot of kids shows on, young people shows on that it's painful for the parents to sit and watch.
Exactly, yes.
With them, but Just Add Magic isn't one of those. It's like, you know, going to see The Hobbit or a big movie. I mean, our special effects and everything, the lighting, the production values, it's like we're like doing a little movie every week.
Well, what's that like working for Amazon? Because you touch on something that's very important. When you look at this, this has the look and feel of a movie. There's nothing second class about this production-wise. This is first rate all the way.
Well, Rick, do you think I'd be involved in a second class?
Absolutely not. You are so selective, Whitney. You don't come back on television often. Was that part of the program here that, okay, there's a great message and it's going to be produced in a way that people will watch and respond and enjoy it?
Yeah, I think just everything I'm about kind of came together in this show. As you pointed out, I've created a little bear, Bupalopaloo, and its sole point, its mission in life is to teach children to love themselves and feel great about who they are. And when I found this show, I also was looking for something to keep me home. My daughter was engaged. I had a wedding to plan. And it was in town. And just everything that I'm about and what I needed came together in this lovely show. So, you know, I live my life that way. I put out an intention and I'm clear, and then I go, bring me the best way you can bring it to me, and boom, here was this show.
And the show is Just Add Magic, season two, now available, Amazon's original live action kids series, available now on Amazon Prime Video. Dee Wallace, our guest on the program. A minute or so left. I mentioned in the beginning everything that you've done. I've got the impression, because we've done this before with you, and I sense the passion. This would be placed, what, right up there at the top of the list of the projects you're most proud of?
Oh, yes, absolutely it would. You know, there are some, when people ask me what I've done, I go, please black it off my resume. You don't want to know. But I'm very, very proud of being a part of this wonderful venture for this. And I know from talking to kids all over the country, they are with us. They can tell me the details. You know, when I ask about the friendships with the kids, they have very specific things to say that they have picked up, you know, about learning how to help their friends and working together and issues and values that we really want our young people to learn so that they can bring it into their adulthood.
You know, when you got parents that say to the kids, let's get together a little later tonight and watch another episode of Just Add Magic, you know you've got a hit in your hands when that happens. We're talking about Season 2, Amazon's original live-action family kids series, Just Add Magic, on Amazon Prime Video. Dee Wallace back with us on the program, Grandma Quinn. Dee, as always, thank you so much for being with us. Always a pleasure. We'll be looking and watching all of Season 2 of Just Add Magic.
Thank you, Rick. I'll be right there with you.
You're listening to This Week in America, website thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.